Blog Talk Radio.
My mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would have thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race them. That's that, don't touch anything in the stove. And it's rich, nigga, race them. That's that, come in, please buy more. What you want? A Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain? All you blacks want all the same thing. Used to only be niggas. Everybody playing. Spending everything on Alexander Wang. New play, 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 play.
I would like to thank all my listeners that's listening right now. Praises to the Most High. You know, God is great. Gotta put him first. Today is Saturday, 11:30 p.m. We on air. Faith is Power Radio. God give praises to the Most High. You know, there's so much going on right now. There's so much going on. But we can't have no fear. We can't not have no fear on what's about to go down. You see what I'm saying? The only thing we could do is help each other out and be leaders and not followers. Turn off the TV, eat right. You know, stay with Mother Nature. You know what I mean? I would like to also recap from the things we were talking about, you know, Black History Month and things we were talking about, Kemet and everything. Stick to your history. Do your own research. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and play another track. Rap artist called The Truth. Lay back and just listen.
A brand new fit, looking cool, check. I'm looking in the mirror like, ooh, yeah. A couple foreign insecure dudes, check. But she won't feel me and they won't like me. If I ain't in them J's or them brand new Nikes. Let's dig deep from inside my psyche. When it's all said and done, even I don't like me. He live in the gym and his hair stay faded. Late model car so they think he made it. He's Christian, he gave his life. But he's still ain't satisfied in the Savior Christ. Still finds his identity in looks and cars. If he only knew that he ain't have to look so hard. If he looks in God, it may seem odd. But he be so satisfied he can leave it all now. Yeah. I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, no, I'm not the job I work, you can't define my words, but nothing on God's green earth, my identity's found right, you found right, hey, how do I gain success, what do I say I'm blessed, huh, is it the car that I drive, or the place that I rest, or the way that I dress now, now. It's the cause of my pride, the stage and the set on my face and the press now. Now, the applause it dies when the praise is blessed. If my face is depressed, then, yeah. Cause my value of works and the volume of the work I produce and the proof of the proof. It's a prize and a curse if defined by the perks when the truth is through, it's through. Man, I won't feel like I don't wanna live no more, no more, no more. Cause they don't like me like they did in 04, 04, 04. So I swallow my pride and power by God.
My mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would've thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race them. That's that, don't touch anything in the stove. And it's rich, nigga, race them. That's that, come in, please buy more. What you want? A Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain? All you blacks want all the same thing. Used to only be niggas. Everybody playing. Spending anything on Alexander Wang. New slave, 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 slave.
Okay, I guess the nigga Rachi ain't gonna spit nothing. But yeah, man. I like to give praises to the Most High. The radio already been started. The show been already started already. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have to do a little recap talking about ancient Kemet. Everything we'll talk about Black history. You know, just covering up a little couple of things people need to research on. You know what I'm saying? What else? Not much, really, you know what I mean? I'm just seeing a lot of things that's going on right now. People just paying attention to the wrong things. Tell me about Zimmerman and DMX boxing match. I don't really care about that. I don't know
why. They got a DMX boxing match?
Yeah, they got a DMX and Zimmerman boxing match. So I don't really care about it. What is wrong with these people, man? They know what's going on out here? Like they don't really care right now. Like people just focus on the wrong things. They're not even focused on themselves, and that's why some people is gonna be left behind. I'm telling you, man. But what I was really gonna talk about is like most likely like the system. You know what I'm saying? I was at the studio earlier, and chilling with my homeboy. Basically, his homeboy talking about the corporation. Be incorporated, of course we've been incorporated already, you know, owned by the United States. You see what I'm saying? Basically, we're all slaves to them.
Yeah.
Then they keep a lot of people in prison, most likely blacks and Spanish. That's all you see in prison, dog.
Yeah, blacks and the Spanish in prison. That's what they do, is a trap once you go in. And when you get out, you know, it's more likely you're going to go back in because you got felonies, you know. Not too many jobs going to hire someone that got felonies. Unless you're at a car wash, unless you really know somebody, you know, that'll get you a job. Or you can become a Mason. You know, if you become a Mason, you can get your record clean if you become a Mason. or they got some other thing you got to pay probably like thousands of dollars and they'll clear like a couple of your felonies. But, you know, so you got limited options. But most likely you'll go back in jail.
It's not really recommended to be a Mason. That's if you really want to do that. You know?
Yeah, that's, yeah. That's if you really want to go through that, yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, man. There's a lot going on out here, man. Like you know, there's rumors of shootings out here. You know what I'm saying? And people just focus on these wrong things. You know what I mean? They focus on the sports. I mean, I love sports. You know what I mean? But too much things going on with my life. And, you know, they tell me about DMX and Zimmerman. I don't want to hear that, man. But, Megarachi, cover some of the things about Kemet right quick, man, like what we've been talking about.
Like Kemet, well, that's what we was saying in the beginning was like, that's where the 12 tribes was at first. It was in, okay, started with Abraham. And, you know, the 12 tribes of Israel is basically Jacob's sons. You know, Jacob's name became Israel. So, you know, that's what basically Kemet is. And Kemet is the one that had the first commandments. It was called the 42 negative confessions of Ma'at. Okay, and, you know, that was where the first commandments came in, you know, besides the 10 commandments, and first was the 42 commandments. And, you know, Kemet is the ancient name of Egypt. Okay, what else with Kemet? You know, also with Kemet, you know, they had us in there. We was like the first mathematics, the first people that was doing astronomy, health. That's where that logo come from. Every time you see like a health signal, they show like those two serpents that's rising. That is Imhotep logo or hieroglyphs. Okay, that's the god of health or god of medicine, Imhotep. And also, you know, the first one to have airplanes. They even show airplanes on the hieroglyphs. You know, it's a lot of things.
Airplanes, spaceships.
Yeah.
Most likely new technology.
Yeah, astral projection. Yeah.
All that stuff is from ancient Kemet, you know what I mean? They say these technology we have here is new, is not really that new, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they had technology back then.
You know, we being fooled right now saying new technology ain't nothing new.
Nothing new under the sun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
so what we need to cover about Black History Month, it is Black History Month. You know, we is on February. Basically, you know, I don't really got nothing to say about Black history, but the only thing that, you know, our history has been here for a while, you know what I mean? Yeah, so.
Yeah, man, you know, people still brain dead. You know, it started with slavery. You know what, you know, basically this is, you know, prison planet. You know, the American police is the slave catchers of the USA, man. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones, is the slave catchers. But, you know, it's slavery, you know. So, you got work. You know, that's your labor. That is your hard labor. You got to work and get your earnings. And when you work and you really don't have that much time, because if you think about it, you go to work, they say you do a 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying? You're going to wake up before 9 o'clock. You're probably going to wake up like 8 or probably 7. You know what I'm saying? And that's already, you already done passed, what, 9 hours, 10 hours from 7 to 5? Around that time, so you basically don't got that much time, because once you get off at 5 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? The average person, what they going to do, they're going to eat, they're going to watch TV, spend time with their family, and, you know, then they're going to go to sleep. And you really look at it, you really don't have that much time to work on yourself, because you're serving a beast. You know what I'm saying? If you're not working for yourself, or, you know, like being your own business, you're working for the beast. You're working through white supremacy, through capitalism.
Yeah. That's something that they enslave you, you know what I'm saying? So you continue working. You know, working in this deep illusion that we under, you know what I mean, these spells they put us under, you know, they have us working like zombies and shit.
Yeah.
It gets deeper than that, man. You know, television, and then they're throwing bad foods in every area, you know what I mean? Parasites in the salad.
Everything. You know, to kill off the population.
Yeah, man.
You know, they trying to kill as much off as possible. Yeah, that's what they do, man. Kill all the population all type of ways.
All type of ways. Yeah, man. It's really crazy out here, man. Especially hip-hop right now. Oh, man, hip-hop looks like it's dying off. There's just a lot of rap artists out here, you know, they're just doing on some, they're on a different level of other things, but they're not, you know, speaking the truth. There's only a few. You know what I mean?
You know, they don't care, man. They're like, man, whenever I get my money, you know, it doesn't matter. They don't care about the truth anymore.
Yeah, man.
You know, they don't care about that. They like, it's all about money. They don't care about that.
Yeah, man. So I heard that Lupe Fiasco had an album out, but they held his album back for political reasons. Yeah, man.
Yeah, because he don't see it. You don't see no man. I already know what he be talking about.
All right, so now what I'm gonna about to do is play a track, and then we'll go ahead and finish the show off. Covering some other topics we need to cover. You know what I mean? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
A brand new fit, looking cool, check. I'm looking in the mirror like, ooh, yeah. A couple foreign insecure dudes, check. But she won't feel me and they won't like me. If I ain't in them J's or them brand new Nikes, let's dig deep from inside my psyche. When it's all said and done, even I don't like me. He lives in the gym and his hair stay faded. Late model cars, so they think he made it. He's Christian, he gave his life, but he's still ain't satisfied in the Savior Christ. Still finds his identity and looks and cars. If he only knew that he ain't have to look so hard. If he looks in God, it may seem odd, but he be so satisfied he can leave it all now. Yeah. I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, no, I'm not the job I work, you can't define my worth, but nothing on God's green earth, my identity's found, right, you found, right, how do I gain success, what do I say I'm blessed? Huh? Is it the car that I drive, or the place that I rest, or the way that I dress now? Is the cause of my pride, the stage and the set, or my face in the press now? The applause it dies, or the praise is blessed, if my face is depressed then? Cause my value of works, and the volume of the work I produce, and the proof in the booth. It's the prize and the curse that's defined by the first when the truth is through. Man, I won't feel like I don't wanna live no more, no more, no more. Cause they don't like me like they did in 04, 04, 04. So I swallow my pride, empowered by God, I'm complete in Him. He's got peace, God's peace, I'm in. In His presence, weak His strength, meet His kin, weak His brethren, read this list, me for Kevin.
That was a track by The Truth. Okay, back to what we was talking about. Most likely we got a cover on Black History. You know what I mean? I ain't been seeing a lot, you know, anybody talking about Black History Month.
Yeah, I haven't either. I didn't really see people, you know, like they was really into it, you know.
Yeah. They don't really.
I see shirts now. Don't get me wrong. I see like little Bob Marley shirts, but you know, little Martin Luther King, but not too many.
Yeah, everybody looks like they're not even thinking about it or talking about it. They ain't saying nothing about
it. So, yeah, how about the movie you seen that you checked out, The Hidden Colors?
Man, Hidden Colors, well, Hidden Colors is basically a documentary, man, that's really deep, you know what I'm saying? It covers about us being Moors. You know what I mean? And not just like one color, but we all color. You know what I mean? The melanin color at the same time. You know what I mean? So it explains about the motherland, you know, Ethiopia, you know, and all tribes and everything, how we've been enslaved in different continents, even Europe. I didn't even know that, you know, we was a part of Europe. I'm just thinking, okay, it's only Africa we came from. But, yeah, man, Hidden Colors, man, it's pretty cool, man. People should check it out.
Yeah, sure. Every country, we was like the first blacks there. And you see when they wiped out the Tasmanian, when they was like the only tribe that was there, the white man came on boats and they wiped out the whole Tasmanian people.
Yeah.
That's where it came with the Tasmanian devil. It was only one left. And that Tasmanian devil was brown and was just terrorizing everything. But that's where they got that from. A little cartoon.
Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's a good movie, man. Yeah, the Africa, yeah. That's what it. Basically, it was talking about Africa, but, you know, they show about Europe and different countries.
But, yeah, man, so.
Yeah, man. And what I was about to say, yeah, about religion, you know. A person that embraces a religion is looking outside of themselves, you know what I'm saying? You was born, you know, spiritually free. You know, you wasn't, like, born with a Bible on your booty. You wasn't. And the first entity was your mother, you know what I'm saying? That's the first thing you knew about was your mother. 9 times out of 10, you probably got breastfed. So that was the only thing you knew, you know what I'm saying? Then when you was younger, you probably knew about your past lives. Like, really knew about them. And then, you know, you start losing it once you start learning about, like, religion, you know, because it clogs up your pineal gland. You know, some people, they can remember it, but most people don't remember it after that religion. You know, it clogs up your pineal gland, you know, and that's not good, you know.
So let me ask you a question. When people pray down to their knees, right, close their hands,
right.
What is that? Is that do they look like they begging or, I mean,
when they be saying please, like, I notice like a lot of people, they pray when they need something, you know, not like out of just praise, period. They just pray when they need something, and you know that's like begging. You know what I'm saying? It's like you on your knees. You like please. And that is looking like a beggar. You know, you on your knees with your hands closed, you looking like a beggar. And you saying, please, please, please. And you know what I'm saying? And that's not good. You always pray when you need something.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's when, that's not good.
And that's why people need to know ourselves as God.
Yeah.
To the fact that, you know, we're co-creators. We came here to build, you know, and, you know, knowing that our ancestors is pissed off right now, you know what I mean? But we came here to grow spiritually in this world, not to be caught up in this illusion that's putting us backwards. you know what I mean, and put us in a lower dimension. We're supposed to reach our higher dimension and hit that 13th so we could be completed, so we could reach our destiny. You know?
Yeah, you know, you're gonna come back here, you know, and it's going to be worse.
Oh, man.
Condition, yeah.
Man.
You may be sharing robots when you come back. You know, you come back, you may be sharing robots and planet looking messed up by that time. But, yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Wow.
So, yeah, you know, you're supposed to be Christ-like. You know, everything you're supposed to be doing is Christ-like. And you're supposed to ascend. You know, you can take your physical form with you. You know what I'm saying? But so not everybody going to reach that level. Because, you know, basically you're supposed to ascend, or if you pass on, you still ascend to different dimensions, stuff like that. If your physical body dies, you still ascend to different dimensions and don't stay stuck in this third dimension.
So let me ask you a question. Does that got to do with people that don't dream at all?
What? With what?
When they don't ascend, like, because some people don't really do astral projections or whatever, like, they can't really do that. You know what I mean? Due to the fact that, you know, they're eating the bad foods or whatever.
Yeah, they wouldn't ascend, and they believe in the Christian theology, or, you know, whatever, that myth, Christianity. They believe in hell. You know, that's where they're going to go.
Wow. That's deep.
That's what if they don't know about different dimensions, and the only thing they know in their brain is there's a heaven and there's a hell. You're eating all them bad foods and you're sinning. That's where you're going to go. So, you know, that's where you're going to go, because that's all you know.
Preach it, brother.
Yeah, why you worrying about hell, for we already in hell. If you tell we in hell, man, all these babies dying, you know, from diseases, people getting raped, you know, black on black crime, and, you know, we supposed to be the chosen ones, the ones that, you know, made everything, and we just lost it, we cursed now. You can't tell that we in hell, man. And it's hard to make money, and even easier to spend it. You know what I'm saying?
Not just that, but they're giving food away like for free right now, bro.
Yeah.
That looks like a warning that's about to happen, like something big about to happen in America. You see what I'm saying? The food is bad. The salad is real bad. Like, I've been eating them salads lately, man. They don't taste too good.
You got to watch them, you know, and play. They trying to mess up the earth. So that's even another fight. You know, you can't let them mess up Mother Earth. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they doing, you know, poisoning the foods and stuff like that. And they be putting all type of oils inside the ocean. You know, that's why them fish be looking messed up, be floating, you know.
Be looking all black and all that.
Yeah.
Like
been
dipped in oil.
Yep. Yeah, man. So that's a good thing. You gotta, you know, prepare yourself. You gotta prepare yourself mentally, physically, and also spiritually. You cannot let the beast defeat you. They already winning now. Still implementing plans. They've been implemented already, so we way behind. We need to catch up like Hans. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But,
stay away from television, you know what I mean? Eat right.
Meditate.
Meditate, plan, create. So,
there you go. And then manifest.
Manifest. And then, you know, multiply, you know what I mean?
And unity is the key. You got to make yourself powerful. And the other people you collide with have to be powerful. Then once all y'all come together, that's even more power. But you got to work on thyself first. You know what I'm saying? But not too much people is on that. You know, not everyone is chosen on this mission. Some people, you tell them, they're not even going to listen to you. They're not even going to believe you.
They're not going to believe you, and not just that, but they're going to look at you crazy.
Yeah, they're going to say, you're crazy. You're crazy. Well, I'm like, okay, you think the reptilians ain't going to eat you? All right. Them vampires that's on the fourth dimensional plane, not sucking your soul, your life force, you eating meat, okay. You know what I'm saying? They martial law, not going to take effect. You know, they think all this stuff not going to happen.
And that's why stop eating meat and don't have fear.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Don't have fear. That's how they get you.
Fearless. When I say fearless in this world, you gotta be bold as a lion, wise as a serpent, and don't be enslaved in the system.
Yeah, there you go.
But until then, you know, we got a short little bit of time left. I would like to say praises to the Most High. You know what I mean? We're going to do some big things this year, like it's our last, because we got to do what it does. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? There's a lot of activities about to come up for the spring, you know what I mean? Shows and everything else. And, you know, I'm going to cover those type of commercials tomorrow night, same time, let's say about 11:30. It depends on the show timing. But blessings to everybody. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
I watch your face while you are asleep.
Yeah.
A resting grace.
This is for you, Hayden.
I want to keep.
This is for everybody around the world. That's going to a lot.
God.
Hey. Yeah. The Lord's our light, all the pain at night, he shines through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost, that's why he was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so when I help the poor, natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls.
The Lord told me.
He told me no more pain, I promise.